So welcome to another episode of Amazing April's podcast. Forgive me if I seem to be having a sore throat. I'm having, it's horrible, like toxic mold illness. I'm like at a stage two, so please bear with me while I use the last of my voice that I have left. But I've made it my decision to podcast daily because I think it's important to discuss and talk about the things and events and create an ongoing series and stay dedicated and disciplined to my goals. So currently right now, the kind of topic that's been going on is like ghosting and the issues going on. For myself, I'm a millennial, and what's crazy is that I see more and more now people, especially like, and not to say any disrespect, but Gen Z and some millennials as well, totally ghosting a situation instead of there being communication, being forthright, being respectful of another person's feelings and emotions and time and effort, is just completely losing all contact, dropping, not explaining, nothing, poof, gone. And I understand that sometimes there are reasons, but it doesn't seem to be the contents and the situation that's occurring today. But first of all, I just wanted to say to anyone who has been in this situation and ghosted, my heart goes out to you. It is completely emotionally and mentally and physically strenuous, and the symptoms can have a huge effect on a person. So to those of you listening and who have maybe ghosted somebody, maybe don't do it in the future, and I'm going to tell you why. So myself, I've been ghosted a few times. I understand people go through situations, or maybe, you know, somebody's family, passed away. But the thing is before you hurt somebody else and hurt somebody else's feelings, just think about, well, would I like somebody else to do this to me? Right. So the number one thing is that you need to communicate effectively. You need to go and have a conversation with that person. Say, listen, I'm going through some real stuff at the moment. I'm sorry, I can't communicate with you. I'm going to be, you know, prioritizing some things going on in my life, or I had someone pass away. It's not about you. You know, I wish you all the best. I just need space to figure things out. Be totally respectful of another person's time and effort that they poured into you. I think that's the most important thing, is we see some people are in relationships for a matter of years, and then all of a sudden it's like, poof, the person's just gone. There's no explanation. There were no warning signs, nothing. It's just a total like termination of communication. And this can be damaging. Like, I was reading psychological reports and it kind of triggered me because I see a lot of the symptoms. A big one is that you can actually lose your memory for 90 days. And it's irreversible brain damage. It can bring up PTSD. It can cause you to have PTSD, childhood traumas, triggering your abandonment, triggering your unworthiness, causing depression, anxiety, all of those sorts of things because of the fact that another human being was, and to be honest, like, let's be honest with it, they are too emotionally immature to stand up and use their words to express themselves. Instead, they choose to act like a child. But then you need to say to yourself in that process too, right? Because that's a very valid point. If that person chooses to act like a child, is that somebody that I even want to have in my life? Like, and I feel sorry for them, and that's why I easily forgive people too, because I understand that they're not as emotionally evolved as me. And I need to continue on and move forward. And the best thing to do is just say, you know what? I don't need to have childish behavior, disrespectful behavior, emotionally abusive behavior in my life. And I choose to prioritize people who prioritize my mental, emotional, and physical wants and needs, whether, you know, I'm just saying, like, that would be a personal relationship, of course, kind of giving away the fact I've been ghosted before. But that's what's helped me, like, process that hurt and walk through that and get through that, was the fact that this isn't even about me. This is about their own worth. Maybe I triggered something in them, their insecurity. Maybe, you know, I triggered, you know, unresolved parental issues with mommy or daddy or something like that. I'm not sure. Maybe I took their, you know, their ego and I literally shattered it. And so they were scared to even, like, message me. And the thing is that I honestly, considering my list of accomplishments and the things that I've done within my life, I would be scared of me too. Because I am a very direct person. I am very good at communicating. I don't get emotional. If I do get emotional, it tends to be because I've been disrespected. And I don't take being disrespected very well. And emotion is a natural response to being disrespected. It means that that person isn't valuing you. They're not honoring you. They're not seeing your worth. They don't care about you. They aren't prioritizing you. So it's very much that person is, you know, looking at you as being their victim. But that's that was like, you know, that thought was very true. Sorry, it was just kind of, it was really to the point, but that's what I mean. Like, so when people get nervous about communicating something with me, I'm straight to the point. I don't shy away from the truth, and what I speak are nothing but facts, and you're not going to get anything but that realness and that authenticity. And a lot of people don't have that, even that capacity, because you know what? They're not even honest with themselves. They aren't somebody who's honorable. They aren't somebody who walks with integrity and doesn't have those values. So you're not going to expect anything from that. So sometimes, like, maybe I should look at it like this, like, ghosting is a gift because it removed a person from my life who had bad intentions, you know, because a person who comes into your life who has pure and good intentions will be there, will communicate, will be patient and kind and compassionate and understanding and supportive and helpful. Those people who don't have those intentions will be the opposite way. So they're going to fall off, they're going to go ghost, they're going to be disrespectful. And you know, the worst thing I think too is that there's been some people who've ghosted some people and then come back and gaslight you, right? They're just like, act as if nothing even happened, and it's not even like it's a big deal. That is some of the worst behavior in the world, because if they can gaslight you about something, about like lack of communication, what would they be capable of doing if there was, you know, good community, you know, like, let's say a long-term marriage or a partnership or children or building something. Like, if you can't even trust somebody to communicate about, you know, feelings, how could they have the emotional capacity to even communicate larger issues with you? So yeah, I think just for the key point is just to accept it as being a precious gift. They see you as being too high class, too high value, too awesome, whatever, that they need to leave and exit your life. So when they do, it's actually to bless you, because it can bring in somebody who is going to be all of the things that they know that they're not. And, you know, you just need to put it into that mindset that that person is very mature. That person has a lot of growing, has a lot of seeking, has a lot of whatever to do. And another thing is, a person who sees your value will not ghost you. It doesn't matter. Like, I hate this, like, oh, they had to break off the communication to go off and work on themselves for a while and then come back so much stronger and then show up. No. Like, and why did you leave in the first place? like you, I understand it's unhealed issues, it's unhealed wounds, but being an effective partner is the ability to work through your issues together as a team. It's not to cause like, oh, well, we broke up, you know, because he had to go work on some things. Like, is that what we're going to do for the rest of our lives? Like, I don't ever remember our grandparents sitting there and saying, well, we're just going to break up. I remember them literally sitting across, you know, my family across the table from each other, even just staring at each other when they were mad and didn't even want to talk to each other. But they still work together as a team. And too often now we quit when things are like uncomfortable. It's kind of like, for me, it's an excuse. It's kind of like, you know, they say it very nicely, you know, I just don't want to like, you know, stress you out with the problems that I'm having in my life right now. And I think, you know, I need to go work on myself for a while and concentrate on et cetera, et cetera. No, you're not. No, it's just like you want to continue to live your life and see what's out there and be with the people you want to be and like just be honest, speak your truth, say that, and then that's good. Like, but it's like, don't come back, right? Like, don't come back when you found out that the grass wasn't greener on the other side. You know, don't come and disturb my peace because now that you see that I'm living and thriving and doing well, you want to all of a sudden come back and be a part of what I'm building. No, you know, that's another form of disrespect. Like, you could have just stood up in the first place. And if that's what you wanted to do, but if you don't want to be making effort, if you don't want to be making changes, then you're going to be making excuses. Bottom line. Like a person, you know, and you have some growing up to do, but don't come back after you've had your many relationships and dating and et cetera, et cetera. And then feel like, oh, well, you know, I'm the man now. No, it's like the process, you know, you need to trust the process within relationships and with things. But I understand sometimes you need to go learn, but that doesn't mean to involve other people, you know, in that process. So I think the key is to have, you know, that emotional capacity that you're able to communicate that with another person. That's one of the biggest things. And I mean, there'd be a different situation if, you know, a parental figure died or, you know, a sibling or something like that. Something that was so severe that the person or, you know, they were involved in like an incident or something. Because that would be a reason for them not to get in contact with you. So I think just some of the keys moving forward is that with ghosting, number one, look at it as being a gift, because it is. Number two, of course, like know your worth, know your self-respect. So if this happens to you, I mean, forgive the people because you deserve peace in your life. So that's why I forgive people, because I deserve peace. But then the next thing is that I will not allow you to have the same entrance into my life, because that is not, you know, that is reserved for people who respect my time, my effort, and want to build with me and want to be a part of my life and, you know, not only contribute, but be there physically. not just for a moment when things are looking good and looking up. The next thing would be also don't do it to anybody else. If you don't want it to happen to you, don't do it. Like that was, I think, the golden rule in school is that the key is that you don't, you know, ghost people. You don't treat them, you know, how you wouldn't want to be treated. That's one of the most important thing as well. Because you just don't want to hurt people. Like, let's be kind. Let's show compassion. Let's care about each other's feelings and mental and emotional health. I mean, I've had some of the most, like the last 3 years have just been insane. And I think right now, for me, is to look at, to look at everything and just take it like, you know, it's been like a growing period, but a lot of people have had really devastated years in their life where they've had to grow through things and experience hardships. And I think like literally the last 3 years have been the most lessons, the most experiencing, you know, the most, some moments very freaking traumatizing, like right now with my voice. But the thing, biggest thing is that we all need to kind of be more kind to each other during this whole process, our growing and healing and learning process. And another thing is this, you know, you also need to look at your certain characteristics, like why do I stop the communication? So what do I need to work on and how can I communicate that effectively to other people around me? You know, oh, well, I am emotionally, you know, I'm hypersensitive. For example, I'm highly sensitive. So I need space when I'm going through something in order to recuperate because I get really drained from all of the stress that's going on in my life. And it's not about you. And I need to explain, and I explain that to people, you know, this is what I'm going through. I'm sorry, etc. Because it's out of respect for them. And I just don't want them to feel like something's off and something's different and that they've done something wrong and that I'm pulling my energy back. It's because all of my energy is kind of going somewhere else and dealing with something extremely serious, you know? And that's what we have the emotional maturity in order to do. And be a grown up and say, you know, I'm being very respectful of you here, but this is what I need right now. And if people aren't capable of doing that, like you kind of need to put yourself in check and say, you know, why am I acting like this? Maybe did I have emotionally avoidant parents? I could never express myself. I tend to shut down when things get too hard. Or maybe is it easier for me to walk away from a situation than face it because, you know, I have a problem with confrontation. Like, what is it? You know, and noticing what that issue is and then going back and saying, okay, so this is what I need to fix and this is what I need to do in order to become a better person for the people in my life, not only for like the people in your life, but yourself. Like, how are you able to function and do your dreams and goals if you aren't emotionally advanced to the part where you can effectively communicate the things that you need to do? That's the biggest thing. Do you have that capacity to do that? And if you don't, like, maybe you need to reevaluate some of the goals that you have because they aren't aligned with the person you need to be or the person you need to become. Or do you need to have more supportive people around you that understand, that can kind of piece it together for you and help you to express, you know, those parts that you're missing? And so that could be a bit helpful. I typically don't believe in Western medicine and how talking about your problems over and over again from traumatic events is helpful. I believe that it reactivates the PTSD. So it's like a cycle, you know, it's kind of like trauma bonding with your psychiatrist. So you go around and it repeats itself over and over and over again, and it's never ending. And you have thousands of dollars in psychiatric bills and medications and everything else, rather than kind of seeing like the light at the end of the tunnel, right? So, yeah, but that is how you can resolve some of those problems. I know that was like really deep, but so the biggest thing is, you know, address what's wrong with you. And I think that's one of our key goals, is all of us should make a New Year's Eve or a New Year's resolution, because it's now like the third, is that you will stop ghosting other people and you will be more respectful and kind to them during that process, because it's not right. And honestly, we deserve to respect each other on some level. You know, the level that we would like back, I think. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I think the title's called Ghosting is Actually a Gift. I hope you enjoyed it. Take care and catch you on the next episode.